Hi everyone, long time no see. I've been busy, stressed out, all the above for these past couple weeks. If you guys don't follow Fruitful_podcast on Instagram, please do. But I did post a post saying sorry that I've been away. I'm currently studying to get my master's degree in marketing communications. My son is about to be 6 months. And my husband and I are planning a vacation. So things get a little crazy, a little stressful, a little busy. You find yourself lacking sleep. I don't know where you guys live, but in Ohio, in Columbus, Ohio anyway, there has been just an influx of like germs. Like everybody's been getting sick left and right. So I be getting sick, my husband gets sick, my son gets sick. It's like a rotation. It just repeats. So tiring, guys, so tiring. But I hope you guys are doing well. I am doing well. And I'm back to you guys for another lovely episode of Fruitful. So today I'm going to talk about inspiration. And we might go into a couple different topics, but that's okay because I've been away. So we haven't talked in a long time. So we got to talk, okay? We got to talk. So I've been dealing with issues and inspiration, motivation, determination, all of them. Sometimes I find myself just going with the motions, you know? I watch my son, I clean up the house or try to clean up the house, attempt. Find something for me and my husband to eat, feed my son, take care of him, do homework, go to work, go back home, see my husband for 2 to 3 hours, go to bed, try to read a book, couple pages of a book, and then just keep doing it over and over and over and over and over again. And you start getting into habits. You find yourself doing the same thing over and over and over again, and then you don't do anything new. Like, I take the same route to work every day, and that's just because it's the easiest way to get there, but you just find yourself doing the same thing over and over again. And then you go to work, and you find yourself doing the same thing over and over and over again. You find yourself falling in line with everybody else at work, doing the same things they're doing, and you just begin to lose yourself, you know? And, you know, growing up, I always thought, you know, by the time I become in my 20s, I mean, I'm 25 now, but about the time I get into, like, my 20s, I'd pretty much find myself, know what I am, you know, I would never lose myself. That was just a teenage thing. That is not true. You can lose yourself at any time, at any age, at any point in life. And that happened to me, guys. I lost myself. No longer inspired, no longer motivated. It's like my brain is asleep. And I'm just walking around. I'm just a shell. But the brain is asleep. And I didn't fully know this until my husband called it out. He's a very inquisitive person, very thoughtful, very insightful, very much into spiritual well-being, spiritual growth, mental well-being, and mental growth. So he called it out on me. And I have a coworker who consistently calls things out. Me and her talk a lot, but consistently calls things out when they don't seem correct, when herself or me or anybody seem like they're not doing things that are, I hate to say this, but are fruitful, that are just not beneficial to her life, their life, or my life. Okay, she talks about all three of these things.
So she called some things out, you know, in general, and it just spoke to me. You know how things, you know, people can say things, or you see a verse somewhere or a quote somewhere, and it's not really talking to you, but you know it's speaking to you. Yeah, it was. She does that kind of thing, okay? Not necessarily to me, but she speaks things that speak to me. And I sit there, stand there, lay there, all three, and think, yeah, I lost myself. And at this point, I'm working on regaining myself, renewing myself, and that's going to take a couple things. I listened to a really good podcast called Spiritual Healing. I will try to link it for you guys on my Instagram, so you guys can see it and maybe listen to it for yourself to get some inspiration and some motivation. But the man who was speaking on it, and I apologize, I don't know his name, but he was just talking about removing people from your life, removing things from your life that you don't need, that are not beneficial to you, and leaning on God. Now, I believe in God. I do consider myself a Christian. So if you don't, that's fine. You may not listen to it, but you could listen to it just to get the goodness out of that. He talked about, I'm laughing because it's just so true when it comes to me. He talked about how you can be around people or things that you have no business being around, and God is trying to give you something good, but you keep fooling with these bad things. You can't get the good things. And that's so true with me. I know it's true for a lot of people. A lot of us mess around with things that aren't good for us, you know, going about the day to day, not expanding our minds. And we're missing out on our blessings, missing out on good things that God or the universe are trying to give to you. But they can't give you something if you don't got something in your hands. Okay? So if you're holding something negative, you can't get nothing else because your hands are full. Put that stuff down. Throw it away so you can get the good things. Okay? And that's something that I'm learning right now. I'm trying to get myself a point to. And that begins with watching my surroundings. And I'll get into some of this stuff probably in later episodes, but I think I was at my best self, my most wholesome, great self, when I was a young teenager, because I was homeschooled growing up. So I think I was my best self when I was a teenager, and then I went to public high school when I was 16. So I think I was my best self for those times. And I hate to say this, but sometimes when you allow sin to come into your life, when you allow the world to get into you a lot, you lose yourself. Now, back then, I loved to read. I was always reading, listening to music. I had my own personal band and things I like listening to, because I grew up homeschooled, so it was a lot of Christian music going on. But I was more myself, you know. I was interested in acting. I was finally in a play, learning to drive, you know, all the fun things, met my husband, all the little fun things. But then as I started going to college and getting more and more out in the world, I started to lose myself. And that's what the world will try to do. That's what negative energy, with the devil, whatever you want to call it, will try to do. It will try to make you lose yourself. And you cannot let the negative energy or the world or whatever, we can call it negative energy, do that to you. You can't do that. You can't let it bring you down and make you lose yourself. Now, on the flip side, you don't want people around you or things around you that say yes to you all the time. Okay? So that's what I'm saying, however. Because when people say no to you, you're automatically going to take that in as negative. When they say they don't like something that you do or something about you, you're going to take that as negative. When somebody tells you something about yourself that you don't like or that you don't want to hear, it's positive. because it's going to help you make a change. Sometimes you can be setting your own self on fire and you don't even notice it. Sometimes you can sit here and point at everybody else and say, oh, you need this help and you need that help. But then you neglect yourself. And you want to allow other people to assist you in setting yourself on fire so that you cannot become a better person, become more motivated, and become more inspired to be a better person for yourself. So when I say a yes person, a yes man, yes woman, you guys heard that term. That was me. I, for many, many years, was a yes person. I'm saying yes to you, yes to you. Sure, your ideas are great. I like that. That's awesome. I didn't want to hurt anybody's feelings. I didn't want to make anybody feel uncomfortable. But that was wrong of me to do that. That's wrong because I'm not letting people grow. When you tell people no, when you say you don't like their ideas, when you say this, you're helping them grow. You're not necessarily trying to be rude. You're really not, you know, in your heart of hearts, no. You're really going to help someone grow, and you're going to want those type of people around you. As a teenager, as a young woman, you know, I would want people to say yes to me. Like, oh yeah, Jen, that's great, that's this. But no, that's not going to help me. How is that going to help me when you tell me I'm doing a good job all the time? Criticism, which can be misconstrued sometimes as just negative energy, is really sometimes there to help you. Because when you sit down and you think about, okay, what did this person say to me? You realize, oh snap, oh shoot, that's the truth. And when you look at yourself and see those little negative things that are the truth, that's when it becomes positive. That's when you can take that quote unquote negativity, quote unquote criticism, and switch it into something that's positive. Now, don't get it twisted and think you got to be around negative people who consistently always tell you doing something wrong. No. That's not good for your mental health. But when you talk to people that you know love and care about you, and these people want the best for you, family, friends, I don't care who it is, and they tell you a little bit of something that you might interpret as negative, take what they say and I'm gonna and sit there and dissect it. Cut it, divide it, and say, wait a minute, that's true, that's gonna help me. And take it in to help you become a better person. And make sure that you do that to other people. Take what they say, cut up and divide it, even your close friends. We all want close friends. That's something that's very near and dear to my heart. I have a desire to have close friends. So when you have close friends and people you can trust in that way, cut it up. Divide what they say and let them know, hey, this is what you're doing wrong. This isn't good. And if you meet people and if you have close friends that are not receptive to that, you're going to have to let them go. And if they're not receptive to you telling them, hey, you know, I appreciate the negative feedback. I need you to say something negative about me. If they don't accept that, like they want to be yes, yes, it's not fun all the time, let them go. Because you're not going to motivate yourself. You're not. You're just not going to do it, okay? Not going to do it. And another thing that I've noticed about myself to get myself back on track, I think I've talked about this. Reminding myself what I love. So whether that is with any of my listeners, reading a book, seeing a movie, you know, maybe it is spending time with friends and family or your kids or going on a nice little, you know, weekend getaway or a nice long vacation. Anything that you like to do, playing video games, you know, anything you like to do, get back to that because that's your authentic self. When it's good, when it's positive, when it makes you happy, get back, that gets you to your authentic self. I really want to notate reading and listening, okay? Because when you read, not just reading a book, but read articles online. Don't just look online to be online shopping. Get online to read something to help your mind. Listening to music, yeah, you might listen to a little, you know, trap music here and there. That's okay. But also listen to music that's going to help your mind. listen to podcasts that are fun and cool, that's fine. But then give yourself a time, maybe an hour, half an hour, 45 minutes, I don't know, something like that a day to get your mind back on track so that you can walk in yourself and be a better person. You can become inspired for yourself to go to the next step. All right, y'all. Getting kind of deep. My heart was hurting a little bit there because I spoke from my heart and told my story, okay? Told my side what I'm dealing with. So don't think that I'm an expert on this, okay? I'm not. I'm learning just with you. I'm learning with you. And I know there's some of you out there who know more than me, so feel free to comment on my Instagram. I'll probably have a post regarding this. If you feel like you want to talk about it and you got to get it out, or, you know, DM me if you have to. If you're like, oh, I got to tell her this, I got to this. Feel free to. I'm always open for conversation, okay? I love y'all. Have a wonderful week or weekend, whenever you're listening to this. Have a wonderful rest of your week, weekend, day, and I will talk to you later. Bye-bye.